This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's mind control. All right, folks, I'm going to take off 5 minutes. Just have me breathe, deep breathe. Get a little bit settled, folks, and I promise you. I'm going to come back at 6 after with huge news that they just gave me that's so insane. And I'm going to control myself, and I apologize to the listeners and crew if I got mad. But I'm really pissed, man. I mean, I have to look at these globalists all day and hear their lies and know what they're doing. And I'm just, you know, that's all I can say. Here's a little bit of German TV on the 70-plus dead. And that's a low number, and the bedlam in South Africa, and all the great reset destabilization that's not coming, it's already here. Here it is.
Authorities in South Africa say that more than 70 people have been killed in some of the worst violence the country has seen in years. Stores and warehouses across the country have been looted, and more than 1,000 people have been arrested. The unrest erupted last week after former President Jacob Zuma began serving a prison sentence for contempt of court.
This warehouse in Durban was ransacked by hundreds of people. The shelves emptied, the goods carried out in bulk. It is only one of dozens of malls, supermarkets, and small shops that were targeted by looters. Like this party supplies shop in Soweto.
Soweto. It's over. I've got overhead. I owe banks money. How am I going to pay this money? With what?
In some instances, armed local residents went after the looters themselves. The government sent soldiers to the most affected areas as police struggled to control the unrest.
The current situation on the ground is under strong surveillance. And we will ensure that it does not deteriorate any further. We cannot allow anyone to make a mockery of our democratic state.
The protest started last week after former South African President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail term. He was sentenced for contempt of court after refusing to appear at a corruption inquiry. The outrage of Zuma's supporters was compounded by anger over persisting inequality and poverty in the country.
And for more, let's cross over to DW correspondent Christine Mundwa, who's standing by in Cape Town. Christine, what is the current situation in the country right now?
Sarah, the looting continues overnight. More buildings were set alight. We know that the number of people arrested is well over 1,000. And we are receiving warnings now of looming food shortages because of the disruptions in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. These are key provinces when it comes to the supply of goods into the country. In many sites in these provinces, vaccine rollout has been affected. That is going to obviously have an impact on what already was a slow rollout of the vaccine here in South Africa. There is also concern about racial tensions flaring up now because of the lack of visibility when it comes to law enforcement. You now have armed citizens defending their property, and in many cases it is fueling some racial tensions. People are also worried here about the outbreak of xenophobic violence because all sorts of criminality have now emerged from this violence and looting, Sarah.
Okay, so we're seeing criminality, but I mean, you know, by and large, Christine, who are these people that we're seeing, for example, looting?
Sarah, the people you'll see looting are underprivileged South Africans for the most part. These are people who live in informal settlements who have been pushed further into poverty because of the pandemic and the restrictions that have come with it. And so what you're hearing from the officials in this country is that these people, their poverty is being exploited. In fact, those are the words of a senior ruling party official, that the poverty of people was being exploited. But what authorities are now investigating is that these crowds, these mobs, are being stoked provoked and prompted by a more sinister third force, because among the looters, among the people going in and stealing basic items like food and clothing, you have people lighting things up and setting things on fire who seem to want to be making destruction. And so these people are being investigated because it is believed, or at least they have reports have emerged, that there are some intelligence officials that are believed to be linked to the former President Jacob Zuma, who may be behind the stoking and mobilization of the crowds that you are seeing. But
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research, the Frontier operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
We've got it.
The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, who oversaw the puppet president, the dictator, the pretender, in the last 7 months, looting and destroying our country and letting massive numbers, hundreds of thousands of smuggled children in, millions of people total. He came out yesterday with an announcement that got almost no attention, but now the State Department has confirmed it. The DHS has confirmed it. If you're in Cuba, the national communist regime that puts you in jail for 5 years for protesting and will execute you if you do it a second time, Statue of Liberty isn't for you. Oh, you're actually a political dissident. You are not welcome here in America because you're right-wingers that have experienced that communism is a bad thing. Biden's DHS chief warned Cuban and Asian migrants not to come to the U.S. If you take the sea, you will not come. And so here is a clip. Particularly, he didn't say this earlier to Haiti. He's saying this now to the Cubans that are 90 miles away, 70 miles from the Keys. Do not come, because you're really a political dissident, and we don't want you here. We love Fidel Castro.
We, to be clear, if you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally.
Oh, but all the boats coming in from other places are fine, and normal Haitian boats are fine, and Mexican boats are fine, just not Cuban boats, ladies and gentlemen. Just like it came out that Poles that try to come to the U.S. are like 75% Republican. So suddenly the Democrats, oh, no. If you're Polish, you can't come here because of your, not the color of your skin, your political proclivity, what you're for. So it never ends, ladies and gentlemen, and they want to put us under the exact same thing. So here's the deal. I want to open the phones up here on a host of issues, ladies and gentlemen. I want to open the phones up on a string of issues. But I want to talk about those specifically. What do you make of Biden preparing emergency quarantine centers, saying all these deadly variants are there, heating up all the same propaganda, saying a lockdown is going to be announced in the fall? I've got their statements here I'm going to cover. And CDC operational considerations for community isolation centers for COVID-19.
and all the documents that deal with that. And the fact that they're coming to your houses, they're knocking on your doors, they're trying to identify who's been injected, who hasn't. Even though they admit the vaccine doesn't protect you, and now they want a new booster shot because it didn't work 6 months in. What an incredible fraud we've gotten caught in. And now, the next level of censorship. Twitter disables likes on misleading tweets. Evolutionary biologist, the one that's been banned, the one that went on Joe Rogan, was simply retweeting people saying, I don't want COVID-19 passports. I don't want this world ID. That's scientific disinfo. Not wanting Klaus Schwab's UN Global Social Credit Score controlling system. Not wanting the vaccine passport. That's not allowed. They said it. Twitter said. We've got shots of the screenshots. You're not allowed to not want this. Political repression, just like you see in Cuba or North Korea. Next level censorship. Twitter disables likes on misleading tweets. A message shared by the managing director of the Thiel Capital, Eric Weinstein, shows Twitter is blocking users from interacting with tweets deemed misleading. They go on to say the tweets, evidently the original offending tweet was merely someone relating their opinion on vaccine passports and vaccine lockdowns. Well, you don't do that. You see why I get so pissed? Because at home last night, today, and here, I read all this stuff. Like, I don't just have these articles out here to impress you with a number of them. I mean, they open these up, I've got them all read. That's why I'm so pissed. Watching in slow motion the takeover. Look at this one. Father warns the world. 17-year-old son diagnosed with heart condition after COVID-required vaccine. Not a vaccine. Democrat group plans to fact-check private SMS messages, your text messages. Remember, that was just yesterday's news. British government will have to force people to eat less red meat to save us from climate change. Oh, I thought they said that wasn't true. John McAfee's wife claims Spanish authorities are overseeing a cover-up of his death. Cover-up of his death. And when we come back from break, I'm going to give the number out right now. We got the video for you. It has begun. Door-to-door vaccine pushers hit the streets. And what is the answer to that? We'll cover it all. But whatever you see in Spain or in Australia or in the UK or in Canada or in France is the UN same policies. That's why yesterday the UK, Greece, and France all announced mandatory COVID-19 passports when they always promised, oh, that'll never happen. Don't form any opposition to us. It'll never happen. Let us gaslight, 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 gaslight. None of that's happening. None of that's going on. Go back to sleep. No, 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 no. And then, oh, yeah, here it is. The toll-free number to join us on. Everybody else can come here who isn't political dissidents. We'll pay for everything for you. But if you're Cuban, you can't come here. What's your take on that? What's your take on, oh, yeah, we want another lockdown, and we've got emergency quarantine centers ready, and all the federal training documents, how they're preparing to lock up your towns and lock down your cities and not let you get in your cars. We just had the training wheels before. And see, the psychology is, well, put up with it. They'll take it off next time. But see, they don't take it off. Or maybe they partially take it off the next time, and then the next time don't. See the psychological training? Get it? Get it? Better get involved. Better get aggressive. Better prepare, because it's on. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Now, right now, let's talk about what we can do with our own bodies. Let's talk about what we can do with our own bodies, with things that God has given us in this crazy world and all the things the globalists are doing. We've sought out to not just give you the most hardcore info and unfiltered with savage human energy to activate the resistance, but we bring you the products that do that as well, that don't just help your body, but you know, fund an operation you can see with your own eyeballs who is creating the counter-narrative and the talking points against the entire satanic Great Reset, New World Order abomination. All glory goes to Christ. We've got green fiber capsules, and the name fiber is great. We named it that, but fiber is the side issue. This is an amino acid, all the essential amino acids and more, a bunch of vitamins and minerals in organic, natural form, concentrated, one of the best natural green formulas you're going to find. Is it the best in the world? I don't know. I know it's super high-end. I'm not omnipresent like God. But I know I could have put this out for eight times less than I put it out. I know that I went and found a top producer that would put us out what they believed is the strongest concentrated amino acid, vitamin, mineral supercharge from not just wheatgrass, but a bunch of other sprouts. This isn't a bunch of concentrated ground up cabbage that still flushes your guts out and is great. This is all of these amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. It's our new product. And we've got our iodine, Deepro Crystal X2 in the spray bottle for 60% off, and the dropper bottle, same size bottle, for 40% off. And it's going to sell out, but I got to get the funding in, so it doesn't matter. We're going to finish the race here. So we're selling stuff, some of it, at cost, like this X2, because I got to get the funds in now. Take advantage of it. Take action.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours. Any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Trying to ramp up COVID vaccinations. Health leaders kicking off a new initiative today. It's called Doses to Doors Program, and it makes getting a vaccine virtually effortless. Community outreach groups have been canvassing specific neighborhoods for a few months now, educating and encouraging people to get the shot.
Today, it got a lot easier. Health department workers were giving the shot on the spot. WCNC Charlotte's Chloe Leshner is live in West Charlotte. Chloe, does this canvassing work?
Fred, the county thinks it does, which is why they are expanding this program. Action NC has knocked on 35,000 doors since May, and up until today, their only goal was to listen and dispel false information. But a lot of times, they are able to encourage people to get vaccinated, so now they can guarantee that it gets done.
We reminded folks about the COVID-19 vaccination. So you can get yours too, then, right?
It's public health at work, community outreach groups going door to door.
Have you had yours yet?
To have personal conversations about the COVID vaccine.
We get people that will say, yes, I'll get the shot, but the follow-up has always been the issue. Will they go? You know, how can we get people to go out and go?
Now the health department is close by so they can offer the shots on demand.
Now that the health department is actually coming out with us, we missed that middle step now. So now would you like to get a shot? Yes. We've got somebody right here on site.
In the first few hours of the new Doses to Doors program, four people in this West Charlotte neighborhood decided to get the shot right on their front porch.
That eliminates any excuse. You don't have to drive anywhere and sit in line. You don't have to have a vehicle. You don't need to Uber. They are right here.
The county primarily focused on neighborhoods with lower vaccination rates and communities that are hesitant, but have also been disproportionately impacted by COVID.
You'll see the majority of the crew is African American or Latinx, because it's hard for people to find commonality on as a subject if they don't see themselves in it.
An important note, they're really not being forceful at all. The health department only comes up if the person says that they want the shot. And we did see a handful of people today say they still weren't interested. So those volunteers really just working to understand why that is. But coming up at 6, we will hear from somebody who did get vaccinated here today. For now, live in Charlotte, Chloe Leshner, WCNC Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, a little bit south there, they shot the black folks up with syphilis. And, you know, I get it. They've made people poor. They've dumbed them down. Why don't we just go ahead and kill them? I don't care if they're poor black people, poor white people. I'm not going to sit around and do this to them. And you get all these useful idiots, like the black anchor man and the cute, you know, trendy girl in the green dress. Oh, trust us. Oh, look, we got black people and Latina girls here to give you this shot made by Bill Gates in some factory that they won't even tell you what the ingredients are that's super secret. Let me get the ingredients. It's the entire jellyfish genome and then a dead kid from 1966. Well, you go, hey, top scientists say this will attack your own body. It attacks a protein. Shut up. Oh, you heard them. They said they're not being forceful at all. Well, I just showed Kathleen Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services under Obama, saying you shouldn't be able to have a job or your children. God, that doesn't. You don't get money and you don't have your children. Well, that sounds pretty damn bad. Most folks commit suicide in that. But that's not forceful. I mean, you heard them. Oh, this isn't forceful at all. No, it's not forceful when they gave that little black kid in a photo. Where was that? Tanzania. They gave him a lot of polio. How about you paralyzed till your ass dies? That's pretty limited. Look, though, it's a black lady doing it. So it's all right. Hey, look, a black lady came from Bill Gates. Hey, pull it up. Most polio caused by Bill Gates-funded polio program. Reuters, that's a headline. Most polio cases, AP too. Most polio cases caused by Bill Gates. Wow. But I'm sorry. There's nothing forceful going on anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing going on. Look at this right here. I mean, to play the video for you. Macron announces those without COVID vaccine passes will be banned from routine life activities. Close quote. I mean, there's nothing forceful here. Oh, thank God we're not making these people do anything. I mean, you know. Yeah, that's a good headline from The Guardian. You guys pulled one up last week. I hadn't even seen from like AP. I had Reuters. I was telling Joe Rogan I was on the show back in October of last year. I want to get back on soon. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, you know, the majority of polio the last decade was caused by Bill Gates' vaccine. And they're, oh, really? Let's fact check that. And Joe knows I don't make stuff up, so they search engine it, and it was Reuters. Gates-backed vaccine causes majority of polio. Or polio, UN-backed polio vaccine causing majority of polio. But they even found an AP headline last week. There it is. UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine. Oh! Oh, but I'm the white supremacist. All those big black podcasters funded by YouTube and Google and Apple. Why, they all sit up there every day with a talking point that I'm a white supremacist. Yeah, I'm a real white supremacist. Oh, my God. That's why I don't want them killing black people. Because, you know, it's God's job who's going to get killed. Okay, maybe Africa gets a giant population and the UN opens them up, brings them in here, and they kill me. It's okay. I'm not killing little black kids. I'm not killing little white kids. I'm not deciding that I'm going to kill a bunch of people because they might do something bad to me. See? And it's not because I'm a goody two-shoes, folks. When I even think about Bill Gates and them making the decision to do this, while they wrap themselves, oh, we're Black Lives Matter. Bill Gates gave $50 million to her. Mm-hmm. And then he's in statements like, we need to cull Africans. And all these pimp black men that sit up there, they're the ones getting pimped by the system. They think they're the pimp. They sit up there like Button and all them and call me a racist. Yeah, sure, man. You're going to have to face God, Button. And every other damn person. I don't care what color you are when you sit there and you push this crap. Oh. You heard him. Oh, nobody's pressuring you. We just heard the Health and Human Secretary had say you shouldn't even have a job or children. Here, let's another one. Sebelius, unvaccinated Americans should not be allowed to work or have children. Obama official, you should lose your job if you don't take experimental gene therapy vaccine. CBS anchor brags to Fauci, she's banning unvaccinated family members from Thanksgiving. I don't want to go to your damn Thanksgiving, you demon woman. WHO epidemiologist says it was disgusting. It was devastating to see fans enjoying Euros finally unmasked. Look at all those weird-ass humans sharing all their bugs, getting healthier. Every study actually shows when you get a couple hundred thousand people together, they all share each other's DNA. We all commune. That's why we like to go. It's not about the game. It's when we all get together. And they don't like that, do they? And they got all these damn rappers about, yeah, back that ass up. And now the new song is back that vax up. And he's like, baby, I'll have sex with you. But he's not throwing money out anymore, $100 bills. He's throwing vax cards out. Here, baby, I'll give you a blood clot. I'll give you brain cancer. I'll give you a heart attack. I'll give you a stillborn baby. I'm black, though. Trust me. Take the shot. Get sterilized, black lady. I'm Button. I'm the liberal black guy. Take your death. Woo, 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 woo. Gonna give me that money. Gonna fight that racist Alex Jones. Oh, look, we took down a Robert E. Lee statue. Take a shot. Take a shot. Take a shot. Burn in hell, New World Order. So,
We have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fighting in Africa. They're fighting in Europe. They're fighting in America. They're fighting in Asia. They're fighting in the entire planet against the globalist takeover. They want freedom, and they want it now! Look at the video of your TV viewer. You can see
massive demonstrations in France against forced inoculation, announced, taking action. The people are going to storm the Bastille. The tyrants are going to push and push and push until the bankers and the globalists are brought to justice. But I have war-gamed, ladies and gentlemen, every angle of this. And they launched this bio-attack and this lockdown and all the tyranny that came out of it because they were already losing. And I want to warn you, they've got stuff far worse on the shelf. The evidence looks like they're already releasing to try to suppress us and control us. Now, I know it's entertaining when I blow up and all that, but that's not an act. That's not fake, folks. And I think it's a manifestation, though, of all of us. We're pissed. And I am pissed at the black leaders, particularly, because it's true. They're particularly targeting black people with their extermination operation. That's why they bought off the black leaders to try to make their whole movement say it supports black people. It's a disgusting fraud. And I'm not going to kiss black people's ass. I haven't done anything to you. I'm a champion for human liberty. All I care about is you got red blood and you're a human. And so it's time to dispense with the white liberals that go, oh, you're a racist if you don't do like I say. Because I'm pissed off at the black people. I outrageously hate white liberals. I mean, they're at a whole other level than black liberals. You talk about somebody I really don't like, it's these white people. So I think we can really organize around the fact that the white liberal thinks they control all of us and are playing us off against each other, and they're fake, and they're evil, and they got to be dealt with. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, you want to put me in a forced labor camp, Charlie Munger? You think I exist for your old evil ass to feel powerless? My ancestor didn't do what they did, so you can piss on me, you piece of filth. Doesn't matter. God's going to destroy them. And that's why all of us that think the enemy's winning, you're wrong. The enemy's losing. This is all desperate behavior by the globalists. Okay, let me stop. You know, I literally have like 50 incredible articles and video, and I'm so mad after watching them, I can't even cover it. Let's do this. I got Dixon, William, Barbara, Rob, Luke, first timer, Louisiana, Gail, John, Jerry, Boomer, Cody, and others. And we got Darren McBreen's new powerful compilation that everybody should see to save lives. This is life and death. I don't just say this is life. No, this is life and death. This is life and death. Deadly COVID vax side effects are not rare. And, you know, McBreen's a great guy. He's a great editor, a great researcher. But let's just change this headline and make it more accurate. The COVID vaccine is designed to kill you. Death is its main effect. Or how do you say that? The COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a kill shot. The COVID vaccine is designed to kill you. Death is not a side effect. How do you say that? Because it's not a side effect. Powerful video. Needs to get seen 10 billion times. Needs to save the world. Only way dog hunts, you let it out. 4 minutes. Because he has to be able to have it work in air as a, we don't really run a lot of ads here on TV. It's just information. And it has to be 4 minutes. He could be 20 minutes long of just quick clips. This person died, that person died, they died, she died. Hell, let's do this. Let's air it. And then start your engines. When I come back out of that break, I'm going right to your phone calls here. But, I mean, I mean, seriously, I take it personal when they're raping us and murdering us like this. And we've just got to get out of our shells and realize this is going on and admit it. And just, it's like you've been in a fight. I'm sure a lot of you have. You're kind of a little scared. Guy's pretty big at first. All of a sudden, fight starts. You ain't worried now. You're beating the living hell out of them. And they attack you back. It doesn't matter. You're in the fight now. Well, let me give you a little news flash, boys and girls. You're in the fight now, baby. They're coming for you. There ain't no more games now. You're going to let them keep killing us? or are you going to spread the word? Here it is!
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans.
The second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is no joke.
I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it.
It made me feel worse than I felt in a long time.
Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath.
I just felt so bad.
A dizziness, fatigue,
shaking chills, fever,
extremely irrational thinking,
aches, headaches,
and it has just been devastating.
Just felt miserable.
I was out for the count for about a week. Agony and chronic pain. I lost the use of my hands for about 3 weeks. The vaccine took my immune system and just shook it around again. And that's still going on.
And in Orange County, an x-ray technician has died after getting his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Cassidy got the second Moderna shot on a Monday. By Thursday morning, they were in the ER.
She got sick right away.
The death of his youngest daughter, Cassidy, came out of nowhere 4 days after her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
Everybody from her work had kind of had flu-like symptoms.
Just like the nurse was telling us earlier today, when we got tested, she experienced chills.
And she said all her friends did, too.
Yep, all her friends did.
There's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Patriot doctor in Missouri, works at nursing home, and wants to comment on COVID vaccines.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm a geriatrician. I'm family medicine trained. I'm a geriatrician. I work in nursing homes. I have had 21 patients that I've identified that have died within 48 hours of getting either the first or second vaccine from AstraZeneca.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed.
When you get this spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. When you inject this shot that has this polyethylene glycol on the coating on the outside of it, that is what is leading to anaphylactic reactions, shock, and death. I think we're going to see massive injuries, and a lot more deaths start somewhere between 4 and 18 months from now.
Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. And over the next 24 hours, she developed severe abdominal and chest pain. And the way she described the chest pain, and I quote, "It feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck." She had painful electrical shocks down her neck and spine that forced her to walk hunched over.
The 35-year-old wife and mother of four died, quote, "as the result of complications after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine."
Mom, 45, who got job at Johns Hopkins Hospital, dies after reaction to work-mandated COVID vaccine. You ought to read about her. I ought to read her Facebook. But you better read it quick. Most people that die, they take their Facebooks down.
A handful of deaths, including Griselda's, are under investigation because they happened 1 to 3 days after the person got a COVID-19 vaccine dose.
His dad died 4 days after getting his second shot of Pfizer vaccine.
20-year-old who loved the vaccines, promoted the vaccine, said how great they were, went to get her vaccine, died weeks after getting her mandated Russian roulette shot.
The first man that took it died.
Killed her. The first guy to take it died after he took it.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so the globalists all operate on, we're going to evolve to submit to be slaves. They're going to hit us with tyranny and say, oh, the answer is a world ID, personal passport, microchip under the skin, and once you do that, you're free. Of course, you're not free once you do that. But they think we don't have long-term memory. Well, an animal doesn't remember. Whether it's a prey animal, a bunny rabbit, or whether it's a tiger, it kind of operates in live time. But a human can think long term. And so does submitting to globalists make me healthier, freer, more successful? Or does it enslave me? And so it's that process we have to think about. And understand they're manipulating us with that same process. Okay, the French are burning stuff down and going crazy right now, and they're doing it in Cuba too to get out of tyranny. But the globalists think it's going to go away. They think it's going to stop. What if they were like the real French Resistance? What if they weren't just rioting on the street like the media shows you to, but what if leftist leaders, think tank members, board members of the Great Reset were at their home in Paris and somebody dropped by to have tea with them? Then that would be a different response. Oh, but we're supposed to go fight with the cops who are the same as us. No. Targeted activity. French citizens riot in response to plan to mandate vaccine passports. Not vaccines, deadly, illegal, experimental, injection, violation, Nuremberg Code. Oh, blackout warfare. Document warns of devastating cyber attack by China. But the globalists will launch it and say it's China, but still do nothing. Because we're seen as wimps, because we're seen as dumb, they're going to do all this. The average American thinks if I comply and I'm nice and I go along with official statements, I'll get ahead. That's all over. That's in the past. Complying gets you dead now. All right, we got loaded phone lines. I'm going to go to Cody and then Dixon. Cody is in Missouri, the FEMA camps. It's announced. Now the next lockdown comes, which they're saying they're getting ready for. They're going to come grab you and disappear you, and then you're in a government medical center where they can, it's time for your intubation, Mr. Jones. Oh, Mr. Jones died of COVID. So they make it easy. Now they're going to the physical, and now the gloves come off. See how that works? But, Cody, give us your take on that.
I wanted to apologize because I stumbled across you 10 years ago, and I go, oh, Alex Jones is nuts. And I want to say sorry. I should have listened to you then, and maybe things would be different today.
No need to apologize, brother. It's okay. I understand. I was reading globalist documents. They sound insane, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't believe it. But as far as these FEMA camps and trying to force people, I live in a rural community of a few thousand people. We never had a mask mandate at all in the state or where we were at within the state. They tried. People just wouldn't comply. The cops don't wear masks. They just would not comply. So if they were to try to do something like this, they'd have to bring in an exterior force.
And that's the key. Where you have regular cops in libertarian and conservative areas, they're the leaders. They get it all. But in leftist areas, they're total oppressors. You know, in Canada, the U.S., and Britain, we've got the videos. They're building whole cities for the new quarantines.
Yes, I saw that on your show the other day, which is pretty disturbing. But I've paused it.
By the way, that was a caller. We just Googled what she said. We went and checked. It's all true. They're building giant death camps all over the world, brother. That's why I'm like, what are we supposed to do now?
It's scary. Well, you know, I go back to Stoyevsky and the Gulag Archipelago, and he mentions the fact that if people had stood up as it within communities.
In fact, I don't want to interrupt you, but pull it up. Pull it up for me on screen. Oh, how we burned in the camps. Alexander Solzhenitsyn put the quote up. Yeah, if they would have just attacked when it started, it wouldn't have happened.
Correct. But you see people that, you know, right now it's like, don't advocate violence, but you have the right to defend yourself. Well, I see people
they're coming with a poison shot. Do I blame the, like I said, I'm a black person. They hired me because I'm black. So you trust this shot. Then the black guy coming to your door for $12 an hour trying to give you a shot's not your enemy. He isn't part of that. So they hope we kill him, see, to create, oh, now you're anti-vax, you're a terrorist. See how it works? We should love that brother human, whether they're black or white or brown, that comes to our door and explain it to them. We should not hurt them. They're not the UN. They're not the globalists. They're hoping sending out millions of these poor people to our doors that some of them are going to get hurt.
Yes. And what I think will happen is people won't submit in these areas. People have already decided if they want the shot or don't. And they want to make people feel alone, so you feel, oh, I'm ostracized. I'm the one man out. Maybe I should join. But these rural communities tend to be the way they want. You see people growing, I hate to say, victory gardens like World War II. I've seen more gardens being grown now than I have ever in my entire life.
Everyone instinctively is going to the country, black, white, old, young. Everybody's growing stuff. We get it, don't we?
Yes, and so when they think that they're going to do this, as you know, in war, one of the best laid plans is you can plan everything out and it goes to hell after the first shot. And so they're trying to be careful, but all it takes is, you know, they're on a razor's edge and all it takes is a little push either way. And so they're pushing for that right now. And if they're not careful, they're going to wake more people up. I think they're being reckless because 2022.
I agree. And I always go with my spiritual energy because I have intellectual prowess and we all have that. I have my spiritual level is on fire for war and I'm trying to control myself, but it's like, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm ready to kick some ass, but I'm going to control myself and focus that into information. What are you going to do?
Well, as of right now, I've been actually getting myself healthy. I've been preparing. I buy your products. Your shirts are great, by the way. They're some of the best shirts I've ever worn. They don't fly up after they've been washed a bunch of times. I've got my own garden. I've been teaching my children how to survive out in the woods, as extreme as that might sound. But people in cities have lost how to do basic things.
We got to go back to that's the thing. Is they take it weird that we're upset about this, our basic rights, this evil group commanders. It's normal to get pissed. We have this energy to get angry. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. Thank you, Cody. And I'm wild today. I'm sorry. The energy level's just off the charts right now. Whatever's going on behind the scenes. Dixon in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Great to talk to you. You know, you have a rare spirit. It's the Phineas spirit. I'm sure you know what I mean. It's rare, but it's alive in the USA, and you're not alone. You're inspiring a lot of people, and don't ever forget that. Even if it sounds like you're a voice crying in the wilderness by yourself, there are a lot here, and things are going to start changing. What I wanted to talk about was the inflection point that is coming this fall with these internment camps and these door-to-door canvassing, to put it politely. This is all...
Yeah, that's just the normalization. Next, it's taking people away. They admit that. So explain to them what's about to happen.
Yes, and you know, I'm here in Canada, and we've had these camps being built now for they were publicly acknowledged in the legislature a year ago. But the government wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't answer any questions, and they're still not. But, Alex, what I wanted to say is we've been here before. In our ancient past, when Israel was marching out of the New World Order of that day, out of Egypt, we were in the same predicament. The firstborn of Israel were being killed. And the plan was to exterminate all of Israel. And whether you're native-born or whether you're grafted in really doesn't matter. We know who real Israel is, and we're following the same pattern today, and we can learn a lot from the template that's in the Scripture. There are at least seven different prophets that talk about it. Way too many for me to cover.
I'm going
to
hold you over because you're right. The parallels of Ramses II and the Exodus is happening. And it is exactly what's going on because the Bible repeats itself towards the big event. So we're going to come back to Dixon, and then I promise, William, Barbara, Bob, Luke, first time, Gail, James, Jerry, Boomer, and I'm going to go in the order your calls came in. That's from order top to down. We're going to take your calls on the other side. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And it's just such an amazing time. I mean, it's all being confirmed. We're reading your text messages. We're going to take your children. We're going to kill you. And it's just unbelievable, fabulous evil. You're Cuban. You can't come to America, says Biden. I mean, it's just insane evil. It's all out in the open now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now.
you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.